Brittany Bradford had two for a total of 10 for Haynes. There was one foul by Ice, Wingut, and that was the only foul on the Haynes side. Rebound-wise, Haynes only got two offensive rebounds, and that was that's Petersburg's defense. And they weren't getting any second-chance shots. That's why they just the 10 score, I think. They just weren't getting any rebounds and being able to put back. So they did get eight defensive rebounds, and they turned the ball over eight times that first half. So not a bad half as far as turnovers. It was still pretty clean foul-wise and turnover-wise for them, but just weren't able to find the hoop there. But second half is yet to things, and things change. So I'll give it to Mr. Braden for the Petersburg stats.
Okay. So, Kylie Wallace is the leading scorer for Petersburg with 12 points at halftime. With Chandler Strickland has second most, and she has 8 points. And then Josie Prues has 6. Ruby Brock has 1 3-pointer. And then Maddie Parker and Courtney Fredrickson each have 2. And then we have a total of 19 rebounds, 5 offensive and 14 defensive. And then 6 turnovers, just 2 less than Haynes.
And only 2 fouls on the side. Like I said, it was a clean half. Katie Brock got 1 foul, and that Emma Chase was not a foul. I forgot, but it's in the books, right?
This is my opinion.
That's your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion, Braden. You know, you're the professional. You're the basketball player.
Yeah.
Ball don't lie. So we're coming back for the second half here. We got Haynes standing on the court. We got on the court for, looks like, the starting lineup again. We got Autumn Gross, Kaylee Swinton, Janae Larson, Michaela Krager, and Tulsi Zenow. That's on the court now for the Haynes Glacier Bears. And the Petersburg on the court is their starting lineup. Is who?
Dana Kermbeck, Kylie Wallace, Ruby Brock, Emma Chase, and Chandler Strickland.
There we go.
So starting 5.
Yes. So anybody listening in Petersburg, that's what we got going here. Second half, 33-10. Petersburg leading Haynes. And Haynes will get the ball out of bounds at second half. Swinton taking it out.
Nice defense by Emma Chase. She'll deflect it.
Emma Chase tips it out of the out-of-bounds pass, and it goes out of for her, and then...
she'll get fouled.
That was a foul.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it was a little frustration foul. So when Swinton tried getting the ball out, and Chase stole it on the out-of-bounds pass, and Swinton chased her down and fouled her on the shot, so she's going to be in the air shooting, too.
She'll put the first one up, and that's in.
Emma Chase, and... Emma's, I've told by her dad that her grandparents listening in the game streaming, so I hope they're listening tonight.
And her second free throw is nothing but net.
Emma's quite a hustler there. That's why she tipped that out-of-bounds pass. So here comes Haynes back across the court, Swinton with the ball, the tip of the key. She's guarded by Chase, tries putting it up left-handed.
Late call by the ref on, I think, they're going to call it on the Dana.
Yeah. So you could tell the way she went up with her left hand and the ball just went downhill. It was somebody had a hold of her arm. So Swinton with the ball shooting 2. First one's up. Clank, no good. No, it's not. It's a brick, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
You got to get your facts right.
Well, I got to get my lingo. It's a brick. First one was no good. Swinton with the second shot. That one's up. And that one's no good either. Rebound Petersburg Chase.
Chase will get the rebound, and she'll pass it up ahead to Kylie Wallace in the left wing. Gets it over to Ruby, and she'll think about the 3. Passes back up to Emma. Over to Chandler Strickland for the long 2 on the right wing, and that's nothing but net.
Nothing but net. Just took one stop inside the 3-point line. Swinton bringing the ball up quickly. Nice dribbling right. Chase all over her. Emma's a hounding defense, so we got the ball back to Zenow. Zenow tried pivoting around out to Swinton in the left wing, down drives, dribbling the baseline. 2 people on her. She double-teamed back to Zenow. Brings it back to Larson. Janae's looking for somewhere to go. Pushes it back to Swinton. Kaylee pushes it into Gross. Gross pivots just inside the free throw line, and they're going to call her for walking. Too many pivots. Autumn pivot left, pivot right, and then walked left. So
good defense by Petersburg.
Yeah, they were all over.
Ruby Brock brings it down. Kicks over to Chandler, and she fakes, kicks it back to Ruby on the right wing, and that's a three-pointer. That's good.
You can't leave Ruby alone in that slot there.
That's, 2 for 2 so far.
That's her spot, just on the right side, outside of the ring there. Oh.
I think everywhere is Ruby's spot.
Yeah, she's a pretty dead-eye shooter, isn't she?
Yep.
So that was ball was tipped out by Petersburg, so Haynes will get the ball back out of bounds. Swinton throws it back into Bradford. Brittany's looking for somewhere to go, brings it back to Kaylee. Kaylee pushes it up and long off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Petersburg.
Strickland wanted for the rebound over to Kylie. Nice pass ahead to Ruby, and she'll try to get it into Emma. But Emma kicks it back out to Ruby for the mid-range jumper, and that's no good. Fighting for the rebound. Chandler Strickland ends up with it. Gets it over to Ruby on the right wing. Swinging it around now. Gets over to Kylie in the left corner. Into Chandler. Back out to Emma. Over to Kylie, who will fake the three-pointer. And then try to kick it to Ruby, but...
But intercepted by Bradford. Bradford brings it up herself on the right side. He's pushing it into Krager. Kayla misses it. Pass it back to Bradford, who shot and no good. So he's throwing it up. Little pressure in the backcourt, but no good. Petersburg breaks it, passes it up to...
Kylie Wallace passed it up ahead to Chandler Strickland, who got the easy layup there. Nice pass.
Sorry, it's moving too fast. I had to take Petersburg. you weren't picking up fast enough. Swinton on the right side. Michaela, or Kaylee, looking for somewhere to go. Passes it back to Brittany. Brittany puts it up and good.
The score of 42-12 with 5 minutes, 15 seconds left. Chandler Strickland now gets it back up to Ruby. Ruby over to Kylie on the left wing. Back over to Emma on the right wing. Back up to Ruby on the top. Gets it into Adana. Adana kicks it over to Ruby for the three-pointer, and that's no good. Fighting for the rebound, Emma gets it.
Oh, Emma's hustling.
Yep. Gets it up to Kylie over to Chandler. She'll drive in, kick it back out to Kylie. She'll pull up for the three-pointer, and that's no good. But fighting for the rebound, Adana gets it and kicks it over to Emma. Emma up to Ruby. Back over to Kylie, over to Chandler. Chandler's on the left wing now, gets it up to Ruby, who will drive in on the top. She'll pass it into Adana. She'll go up and she'll get fouled.
By?
Autumn Gross.
So?
First foul of the half for Haynes.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong. How many players are on the bench for Petersburg?
8.
What's the score?
42-12.
Isn't it think it's time to give some players some time here and let the starters sit? Coach?
Got to build up the lead a little bit.
They've got a lead. Come on, let's get everybody some playing time.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to play basketball. No, Petersburg with the rebound, not the missed free throw.
Kylie Wallace will get the rebound off of Adana's missed free throw there. And she'll get it to Emma. Emma up to Ruby on the top. Gets it over to Kylie. She'll think about the three. But gets it into Emma on the right wing. Nice pass to Chandler Strickland by Emma, but she just kind of loses it out of bounds.
Well, I was commenting on Petersburg bench. Haynes brought a couple players in. Ice came in and Coward came in. Destiny and Ice are in the game for Haynes now. Bradford with the ball. Brittany's looking for somewhere to go, but nowhere. Brings it back to the right. Brings it back to Kaylee. With the ball, passes it back to Bradford, who puts it up off the back of the iron, no good. Fight for the rebound underneath, and it goes out of bounds off of...
Adana. Whoever that was, one of the Haynes girls, she went up for it, and Adana just kind of grabbed it and pulled it down out of bounds. But looks like Petersburg was in a 2-3 zone.
I think the coach was listening to me. Petersburg put some substitutes in.
Petersburg?
Yeah, they just...
Josie Prues is now in the game, and Courtney Fredrickson and Sydney Guthrie.
Mm-hmm. Petersburg gets the rebound on a missed free throw.
Kylie Wallace will bring it down the floor. She'll get it over to Ruby on the right wing. Back up to Kylie. She'll swing it over to Josie. Josie over to Ruby in the corner. Back over to Courtney on the right wing. Back up to Kylie on top. Kylie looking for somewhere to go. Gets it to Josie on the right wing. Back up to Kylie. Kylie will dribble in. Kick it out to Courtney. Courtney back to Kylie on the gets it over to Josie. Tries to get it into
Tries forcing it into Sydney.
Yep. She gives it to Ruby and she kinda forces it in there,
yeah.
But
Swinton with the ball, going up on her left hand, throws it no good. Ice with the rebound, puts it up good. Ice Wing got with the nice putback. 42-12, Petersburg.
Ruby will bring it down the floor this time.
Isn't that 42-14? Yeah.
42-14.
Scorekeeper a little slow on the get-go.
Ruby Brock will shoot the three, and that's no good. A little bit long. Fighting for the rebound. Looks like it'll be offhand.
Yeah, went up, Swinton.
As Katie Brock, Ruby Brock's sister, comes in for her. Josie will inbound the ball here as they run through an inbounds play. Gets it into Kylie Wallace for the nice open jumper right in the key there, and that's good.
She's got her two in the paint. She can't be stopped if she's right down in the post there.
And that's Kylie's 14th point of the game.
Long shot by Swinton. No good. Ice gets the rebound, passes it back to Swinton. She drives around the baseline and puts it up. It's stuck.
It's stuck in there.
Oh, Ice trying to jump up and get it. Oh, come in. You're just a little short. One more time, Ice.
It's
she
stuck.
Got her. The ball got stuck between the rim and the backboard. And it took her three tries, but Ice was not going to be denied. And nobody else was going to help her either.
I think she is a volleyball player, too. So
Ice?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. So we got a timeout. We got a one-minute timeout. I'll give you some sponsor time, and we'll take her back, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Josie will bring it up the middle. She'll dribble around up top, over to Courtney on the left wing, back up to Josie, over to the other side to Katie, back up to Josie, swinging it around. Josie gets it over Courtney again, and she'll get it into Adana, back out to Katie for the mid-range jumper, and that's no good.
Comes back down. Destiny Cowart gets the rebound, coming back up to Swinton on the left side. There's a cross court over to Bradford. Tries putting it up to Cowart. Long back to Bradford. Puts a long shot up. Back over to Swinton, who puts it up and good.
Katie will...
kick out pass there.
Katie will bring it up. Passes it over to Josie. Josie dribbling around now. Gets it up to Katie. Over to Courtney on the left side. Courtney back up to Katie on the top. Over to Josie on the right side. Kicks it into Adana, who kicks it back out to Courtney. Courtney over to Katie. She'll get it over to Josie, looking for somewhere to go. Gets it into Adana. Nice pass to Sydney Guthrie, who will go up and...
That's a good feed to Sydney underneath, but...
She was denied by Swinton.
Yeah, that's a good play. Swinton with the ball. Swings it over left to Bradford, back to Swinton. She dribbles right and tries going in the paint. Nowhere to go, passes it back to Bradford on the left wing. She brings it back to the right side to Swinton. Puts it into Ice from the free throw line. Puts it up. Oh, rims out. No good.
Tipped off of Courtney Fredrickson as she tries to fight for the rebound.
So Haynes will get the ball underneath their own basket with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Game's going by fast.
No fouls. Passes it into Bradford. Brings it over to Ice from the free throw line. Same place she took a shot from before. Off the back of the iron, no good. 5-4 underneath the basket. Looks like the possession arrow is going to go to Haynes. So they'll get the ball underneath their own basket again. Janae Larson pulling the pin here for Haynes. Passes it in to Cowart. She tries, pushes it back to Bradford, who puts it up and long, no good, but was fouled. She was fouled in the act of shooting, so we're going to get two fouls, or two shots. And we got, like, twice as many fouls already as we'd had the whole first half.
Is that two?
That's one, yeah. Two is twice as many as one, right? You're the mathematician.
That's true.
Up by Bradford, no good, or good, and the second one was up and no good.
I thought there were three fouls in the first half.
Yeah, but one
total.
Yeah, one foul on.
Oh, got it. Yes.
On, yeah. Two on Petersburg, one on Haynes. Yeah, there was three total.
Courtney now has it.
Did I say twice as many?
Yeah, twice as many.
Four twice as many as three?
No.
Oh. It's been a
Sydney Guthrie will get the jumper there, and she'll miss it at the buzzer to end the third quarter.
It's been a while since I've been in school. I'm not. We were just talking about math during the break there at halftime. You know?
Twice as many as three is.
Well, you know what I meant.
All right, so what's our score after three?
44-17 after three periods of play here.